goes on and on and on. You give. What up, what up, what up? Tonight we got Meg in the house.
What up?
Bigfoot in the house. And I am
DJ Dan Live.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, Heffy joins us. Sean taking and join us today, but still say what's up to Sis. And it's the Railcast. And if you're watching and listening, man, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. It costs you absolutely nothing. You can not only find this on YouTube, but you can also find this on Apple Podcasts and also Spotify Podcasts as well, man. So how y'all gentlemen doing this evening?
I'm chilling, man. Chilling.
Good, good. You good, Bigfoot?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good, good. And everybody ain't here, but I want to say early on, man, the last pod, the first subject, man, I want to, you know what I'm saying, give y'all a hand on that. Because y'all really killed it. We got it was good feedback from me. You know, some negative, but I ain't gonna worry about the negative, but it was much needed. It was good feedback on it, man. Like, people asked questions and they was curious, like Shante did on the pod, and other people asked questions, man, so I'm glad the feedback that, you know what I'm saying, got back, because people were curious about it. So, you know, everybody killed it. Everybody killed it on their response, you know, so shout out to y'all, man. And also, before we get started, go ahead, bro.
What were we talking about last time?
Oh, about, yeah, it has. About the men having a safe space, man. That was the first time we talked about it. Yeah.
You see the thing I sent you this morning about what Kim Michelle said?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it. I'm glad you said that you sent it, but we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna get into that first, definitely. But before we get started, I want to send a rest in peace to man, two people. Rest in peace to the legendary DJ Mr. C. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do applause because the man died, but you know what I'm saying? Moment of silence to Mr. C. If you're not familiar with Mr. C, he was Big Daddy Kane's DJ, you know, aka Mr. the Nasty African. And he's also the man that, you know, Puffy gets the credit, but he actually discovered Biggie. He actually is the one that sent Biggie to Puffy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into his personal business about what his sexuality and all that, but he was the legendary DJ. So rest in peace to Mr. C. You know, prayers and condolences go out to him and his family. And today, you know what I'm saying, the Juice passed away. You know what I'm saying? A Renthal Simpson, a.k.a. O.J. Simpson, man. Rest in peace, O.J. Simpson. I ain't going to get into what he could have did or what he didn't do and all that. The man ain't never get charged. All I know from my pops, dude was a hell of a running back. You know what I'm saying? For Buffalo. So he died of cancer, man. That damn cancer. So rest in peace to O.J. Prayers and condolences go out to his family as well. Rest in peace again to Mr. C. So we not
what going. Kind of cancer he died of?
I don't know, man. I don't know. They said he was battling for a while. I didn't know he had cancer because he was on It Is What It Is, Cam's and May's sports show. He was funny. Like, I didn't know he was funny like that. He was dope. Like, you know, I don't know if people know in the past that he worked after he played football. He was an actor, but he's also on NBC. He was a sports analyst on ABC. He was good, and then they let him go, you know, once all that whole, that murder stuff happened. But he was funny, man. He was dope, man. The damn cancer, man. F cancer, man. So rest in peace to Renthal Simpson, man. Rest in peace to him. So you already mentioned it. You sent the video. We're going to go ahead and play it. This is a music pod, so she's a music artist. Are you familiar with Kate Michelle? Megan?
Yeah.
You are? Big bro, you familiar with Kate Michelle, right?
Absolutely. Fam signed it.
Okay, hold on. Look what we got to the stage, you know what I'm saying? All right. That's my damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Here again, a full effect. What's good, homie?
I'm blessed, bro. What's good?
What's good, Kings? Good, good. Blessed, man.
What's up? feeling.
How your week been, man?
Man, my week been crazy, son.
Crazy in a good way or crazy? Like, how crazy? Or crazy?
Both, man.
Yeah?
Both, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Everything, you know.
Good. That's what we want to hear, man. I'm saying, ain't nothing God can't handle. You know what I mean?
For sure, man.
Absolutely, man. And you,
dog,
you
shout out Squatch, backdrop with sneakers, bro. Salute you, bro.
We were just talking about that.
Salute you, bro.
Hey, but you got to give baby bro his credit because he ain't had that a year and a half ago, man. I had to show him to the light. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. All my joints are still in the boxes. I didn't graduate to the clear joints yet.
Nah, we had we had to get rid of them. I wear 14, he wears a 15. So we got them big doofy boxes, take too much space. Had to get rid of them.
Yeah,
man. But he didn't know anything about this. I brought him into the world, man. He's a clown. He's like, why you buying all these shoes? Yo, he's about them same all black, you know what I'm saying? Classic Reeboks.
Oh nah, not the classics.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I still got a pair of classics.
I know you got two or three of them. I know you do. So I had to show him.
I despise Reebok classics.
Whoa!
Nah, them joints, they done got better.
You know why? Nah. Because
why?
The reason why, when I came back from NY, I was in fifth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody down here was rocking classics. And y'all know what I had on already, you know what I'm saying? And they had the nerve to say classics were better than Uptowns. Fuck out of here, son.
Come on.
You down south.
I think classic more classic more comfortable, but
I wouldn't know.
Hey, yeah, put that there. Hey, this ain't hey, come on now.
Come on.
Come on. We're not doing that, man. See how you playing? We ain't doing that, man.
So comfortable, but, you know, Air Force One look better, though.
Absolutely.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
But the classic, I'll say they come a long way. Now they have different different colorways. Like, they come a long way, you know what I mean? But
I wouldn't cut grass in them joints. No.
Oh man, but before we get started, I wanted before you was here, I was telling everybody, man, that the segment that we did last time, the first one about men not having a safe space. You know what I'm saying? I want to give everybody flowers on that because everybody killed it, man. So since you're here, all the responses were good. The feedback for the most part was good. You know, people had questions about it. So I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, show some love to y'all for killing that segment, man. That was really dope, man. Yeah, man. So, Hefe, you familiar with? I'm sure you're familiar with K. Michelle, right?
Sure.
I know you are. Did you see the video I sent you?
Nah. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Was that the one with the which song gets on your nerves as soon as you hear?
No, that's another one. We're gonna get into that, but this Hefe. Saw the video, brought it to my attention, and I'm gonna play it. Guys, tell me what you think.
I'm being to cry because then I don't feel protected.
So my life is too hard.
You like it? I would like to be better about that, you know? Like, I don't want to see. I don't know. I think men should be able to cry and be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But for some reason, once they cry, you know what happens to me? I turn into the man.
No.
When they cry, I'll be like,
so if they had a definite
thing, if we both cry, I get it, fam. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like if something don't go their way, like cry.
Oh no.
But like if someone died in your family and things like that, then
you having a bad, no.
And you know, like having a bad, like I just don't really want men to cry because then I don't feel protected.
So
it's gonna be men to cry, then I don't
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I think men should be vulnerable if they're going through something.
Really? So do you think that? Why do you think that?
I don't cry.
You don't cry?
Not really.
Why don't you cry?
Because I don't have anything to cry.
I'm an emotional gangster. I'm an emotional gangster.
Oh, I don't cry.
Pisces.
Okay, when they start talking about signs. So K. Michelle doesn't feel protected when her men cry in front of her. Go ahead, Mega. It's your video. What you think about that?
Well, I wasn't expecting. I mean, shit. We talked about this last five. You know, we were talking about how, I mean, if you want to be vulnerable, you got to basically, sometimes you got to get you like a homeboy, you know, because at the end of the day, most women don't want to see it. I'm not saying all women, but most women, they don't, I don't know if that's how they wired for whatever reason, but they just don't want to see a man get emotional. So, I mean, I don't agree with her, but it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Hefe, what you think, bro?
Yeah, I don't agree with her. I don't think she's ready to be with a man in a healthy manner if she can't, you know, if she feels like she gotta be the man when he becomes vulnerable or he starts crying or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because all that's going to do is, because he's going to be able to see you, you know, your energy changing and you getting more masculine, you know, and that's going to make him be like, you know what? I'm not telling this bro nothing else.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What you think about her saying, what did she say? Did she say she was an emotional gangster? What you guys think about that term?
I mean, we've seen her life play out, so I don't even believe that.
She toxic.
Mm. Mm.
If a female said they an emotional gangster, you all need to still run away from them. They toxic. Straight up.
Yeah, I never heard that term before. So that's why I'm asking. Nah. I don't know what emotional gangster is. I could kind of, I guess, put together, but I never heard that before, so.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear gangster music from a female. So if she says anything gangster with a female, that shit don't go too well with me.
Bigfoot, what's your take, bro?
Man, she's still recovering from effing up with Idris, man. That's what that is. She ain't been right since.
Yeah, she
ain't been right.
With Idris early on, right? Like. Well, not yeah. Really years ago.
Yeah, she messed that up, man. She messed it up, so she ain't been right. She ain't right in the head, bro. She ain't right in the head.
How do you feel about what she said, the statement? She doesn't feel particularly incorrect.
I mean, wifey sitting here looking at her like she's crazy because it just sounds stupid. It sounds stupid. It just don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Why he say if my man crying, I want to fight the person who made him cry. I'm not trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? So she crazy. You know, at some point in time, you just do stuff just to garner attention, and I think that's what that was, because it just don't make sense. It's stupid. It's very stupid. It's dumb. It's insane. She's an ass. And I used to rock with K. Michelle, but she's an ass for that, so.
But what though? I mean, we can sit here and say she's an ass, but I think most women feel like that too. Society.
What you said about society, what?
I said society feel like that. Society don't want to see no men cry.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree that. Oh, go ahead, bro.
No, I just, it's just, it's, bro, We can't do nothing, man. You know what's terrible though? What makes it so bad? It's so bad that not only can we not do, you know, it's hard to be vulnerable with anybody, men included. It's certain things you can't. Certain things you can't share with your boys. Certain things you just can't. And so it's just a lot of stuff we either suffer in silence or we take it to the Lord.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. If you had that relationship with Lord, with the Lord, isn't that the best thing to do?
Of course. But at some point in time, as human, we want feedback. We want instant feedback. You know what I'm saying? You could pray for something, and we already understand that it's either no, yes, or not right now. So you could pray on it right now, and you unless the Lord comes sit down on the couch with you. You still waiting for a sign or something. So, but if I go to somebody, I should be able to go to certain people that I'm close to and explain and share what I got going on. But you can't, because they're gonna look at you different.
I agree with that. But let's stick, because that's a people thing. Let's stick to what she said. I do agree what you're saying though.
Right. No, absolutely. I'm piggybacking off of that because I think, like I said earlier, that you should be able to go, somebody said you should be able to go to your homeboys or whatever it is, but mm-hmm. You can't always do that either. Sometimes, bro, when you feel in a certain way, sometimes you're looking for somebody to be, for lack of a better term, emotionally available to share that type of, to at least have some type of sympathy or empathy about what I'm saying. But most of us ain't there. It's like nurses. They become so immune to certain things that you can sit there. People be crying. They just, oh, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, somebody else, like one of us, will hear something. We like, damn, boy, that's effed up, boy. You know what I'm saying? Well, so,
like Megan said, society made us that way.
Oh yeah,
to the point where we can't be
definitely. Cool. We can't. Yeah. We can't be vulnerable. I mean, it's not that we can't. It's just not going to be received in the way that we want it to be.
Not going to be respected.
Right.
And I'm not going to say every chick acts like K. Michelle, but it's a lot. Act this way. It's a lot. And when others see a video like this, it sends a bad message because she's a celebrity. So it's like, okay, so if she feels that way, then I can feel that way. Damn, I can relate to her. You know, then it spread like a disease. You know what I mean? So what you guys think is the solution for that? Like if you're a man and you hear that, like what do you think the solution is for that?
Well, again, that just depends on who you have in your life that you can go to. You got to have somebody in your life in general that you can go. We all got somebody that we can go to with certain type of situations or certain scenarios. That just, you know what I mean? It just depends on what you're trying to share at that moment. So whether that's male or female, you know, so you just got to figure out who it is who you trust. Because even with the people that you trust, you're still going to be selective. Like, should I tell them that? Because you don't want that to come back on you. You don't want nobody to judge you.
Right.
So there really is no solution other than trying to find that one person that you can be vulnerable with. Because, you know, that's difficult these days because, again, people use that information and then they go have pillow talk. You know what I mean? So now I done told my homeboy about my situation. He don't want to tell his girl. So now she looking at me funny when I come by. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? So, and you're not going to avoid the pillow talk. That's just what that is. But that ends up being who you, especially if you know who that person is, you're going to be like, man, I can't go to this dude because I know he's going to tell his girl and I don't feel like hearing that. Man, I don't want to have my business like that. So, well, that's just rule off a dude I can go to. So.
Yeah, I think, I agree with you. I think for her, she gonna have problems if she already don't have them. You know, if she's single and dudes is watching this thing, I'm like, okay, I'm not going. This ain't somebody I could deal with, and that's the right thing to do, because that's a red flag. You showing who you are, and if she don't want that kind of guy, you know, then that's will of her right to stay out of it. But that's you know what I'm saying? That's bad. I ain't even got a real take on it, because you guys did a good job, but that's bad, because you guys are right. If somebody wants to be vulnerable, they're not going to do it. Similar to what we said last pod. Nah, I can't say nothing in front of her, because she's going to go to, look like they was at brunch. She's going to go to brunch and tell her homegirls.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think we lost somebody. I'll come back up. Go ahead.
And it's already difficult trying as a man not to end up in the group chat. You know what I'm saying? Because we can end up in the group chat real quick.
Can't do nothing
but
about
if you
that.
Mess around, huh?
You can't do anything about that. It's just don't right. give anything to for them to put in the group chat. You're in the group chat already.
Right. Yeah, because you're in the group chat. But if you sit up there and say, girl, this nigga done fell out on my couch crying. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, like the young homies out there listening or possibly watching, it confused. Like, we're a little older, so we understand. But for like youngins out there seeing stuff like this, they're confused. Like, damn, you want me to open up to you, but then you don't. If I do, you're going to make fun of me. Then you're going to tell. You don't feel protected. I'm a B. I'm this and that. I'm a weak man. I'm an F boy. It put boys in a confused state of mind, and that's why you have all these dudes out there committing crime, doing crazy stuff, because now they don't let that, like we said before, they don't let this out. They don't speak to anybody because they don't have anybody to speak to. So now, hold on, because a lot of these dudes ain't raised by two parent homes. They're raised by single moms. So they don't even know how to express themselves and get that out. So they're reacting like their mom. They're reacting full of emotion.
It's crazy, because I seen, so you say that, because I was watching one of these white boys, school shooters. He wrote in his diary, oh, my parents don't listen to me. I keep asking for help, but they don't want to help me. So I guess I'll go shoot up the school. You know what I'm saying? And it's the fact that he said he kept asking for help. So, you know, it's like, damn, you know, when we ask for help, you know, what are you know, that thing ain't right.
Yeah, you say you want God to be vulnerable, to open up, but I'm seeing that not all, let me clarify, not all, just speaking in general, you say you want guys to open up, but I think you want the guys to open up the way you want them to, and if they don't do it that way, then they're F-boys, they this and that. And just because a guy may cry in front of you doesn't mean he can't protect you. There's some guys who don't cry and can't protect you. And protection is more than one meaning. Protection goes a long way. It can mean a lot of things. So that's my take on that, y'all. So what else we got next? Y'all have anything else y'all want to say on that?
Be selective of who you allow to be a partner.
Yeah, I agree. Right.
If you see a red sign, damn it, pay attention to the red sign. Red flag, actually. Red flag, pay attention to him. Hey, and K. Michelle.
Shut up!
You know, respectfully. You know what I'm saying? That's what, not really respectfully. Yeah, just, no respect. So, off to the next one, man. What else we got here? Y'all want to talk about y'all? We didn't get to talk about last time. Y'all want to talk about y'all governor, man?
Who? Santi?
Yeah. Him.
What happened? What he did?
You guys are aware. He placed a ban for children under 14 for social media. What do you guys think about that?
That's like, how can he even do that? I seen that, but I didn't pay no mind to it.
I don't think it's I don't think it's gonna work. Because I think there's ways around that. Because the only way a social media platform knows your age is if you tell the truth about your birthday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think these kids are going to lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most apps and things online sites, they ask for your birthday. So a kid can easily lie, but I think it's ways around it. But so you guys don't think it's a good idea?
I think they need to attack the root issue, which is the content that's being seen and the algorithms that's being superimposed on them, on kids.
Making them be 14.
You know what I'm saying?
But you said that Twitter.
Mute your mic, buddy. Big boy, if you're talking. What you think about that, Bigfoot? What you think about with the sentence?
I think it's too many creeps on mess with young people on there. I'm conflicted because I understand why they're doing it, but there's so many ways around it. I mean, we only supposed to use one email for Nike, but
hey,
it's ways around.
Wow.
Come on, bro.
Edit that out, girl.
Well, you know I will. Come on, now. Don't do that. You like a nigga with a fire stick. Yeah, I'm also moving on a fire stick. Come on, now.
but real talk is just like, you know, I understand because it's too many creeps, man. There's too many creeps out there messing with these young kids. And like, I don't know if you've seen the video when the dude the other day was looking under the damn bathroom stall. He had his pants down, but like he need to be curb stomped. You know what I'm saying? So you got people out there that's just sick, bro. So, but it's not going down on TikTok like that. It's other sites. You don't never see nobody trying to. When you see the Chris Hansen, they're in certain type chat rooms. They ain't say we call them on TikTok. You in certain chat rooms and video games room catch, you know what I mean, trying to solicit these kids. Not TikTok. You just trying to placate to the masses because they trying to get rid of TikTok anyway. But hey, I took care of it in my state. Ain't nobody trying. I mean, yeah, do they solicit? Yeah, but not like they doing them damn chat rooms. Everybody that get caught be a chat room. I'm such and such 99. Let's go have some cookies. You never see that on TikTok.
Yeah, but with this law that he's trying to push, it's not just toward TikTok. It's social media in general. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, more kids. Yeah, there are people on chat rooms, but there's more people on social on TikTok than you know, those rooms.
Right. It is.
Yeah. So, Meg, what you think about that, Megan?
I don't think it's going to work because I think my daughter 10, I think she got a TikTok, and I don't think you're allowed to be on TikTok if you I think if you what? I forgot the age limit, but
is it 12?
Huh?
Is it 12? I don't think it's an age limit.
I think all they be doing is just change the age. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. At the end of the day, I mean. You should, as a parent, you should try to have conversation with your kids as much you can. But it's over. It ain't really too much we can do about this shit, man. It's too late now.
Yes, I'm going to disagree with that right there. I don't like this. I'm gonna try to be I don't even know what to say. I don't like this guy. I'm trying to be nice, but I don't like him. He's a clown. Huh?
Why you don't like him?
Because he's a racist bastard. He comes out with a new law every week. He's not for the people.
Why?
But this.
Okay. Hold up. Why you call him racist? What racist?
He's a racist.
Why?
Every damn thing outside of Disney, and he got a problem with Disney. Like the laws that he does. Shows me that when he was little, he was in school, he didn't get to go to Disney. he didn't get to do a lot of cool stuff. So yeah, now
I'm with him.
Now he feels like he gets.
I'm like Meg, just because. And I used to feel that same way until somebody broke it down to me. What did he show or did he say? How do you know that he's racist?
Let me finish what I was saying first. Let me get on this first. Like I said, I don't agree with a lot of stuff that he does. He has a new law every week. But with this, I don't have a problem with this. Because like we said earlier, I see that work all the time. It's a lot of grown men snatching these kids up. And even the creator of TikTok and these other apps, they don't even allow teenagers to use it. See, we done gave teenagers too much freedom because we come home from work, we tired. So we just let them go in the room and just have access to anything on their phone. I think we're not being parents like how we should. We letting our phones raise our kids and we don't know what the hell they do. If you're not watching your kid's phone all the time, they could be talking to whoever, a grown man. Meet up with that man. You don't know what's going on. So I don't have a problem with this.
Like, grown woman.
Grown women too. Yeah. Yeah. Facts. These grown men, women mess with kids. So I don't have a problem with this. I feel like what they should do, it should be mandatory for you to put a credit card on there. Because like we said, you can just make up an age. You can make up an email. It should be something that only adults can use in order to use this app. Children should not use these apps. It is dangerous. It's dangerous. And I feel like the only kids that should use it, unless you have a business, but your parents is together with their business, so they have access to your account. I don't think any kids under the age of, I would say, 16, 17 should have any social media. It's dangerous. And I agree with whoever said the content on there. I think it's a combination of both. I think kids shouldn't have it, and I think the content shouldn't be on there. Like when we see fights,
yeah, that's the main thing, the content. Yeah, and people the, algorithms.
Algorithm, like if you have that, if they post that, they should be banned. Like the social media should take that off immediately. Everybody shouldn't see it. It shouldn't be no fighting. It shouldn't be no killing. It shouldn't be no people getting raped and all kinds of crazy stuff. That stuff should not be on there. But this man has not done anything. Like here in South Florida, housing is crazy. Gas is crazy. But you trying to stop Disney. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? You worry about kids sexually in school. Like, what are we doing? Like that, like, it's no jobs here. Like there's bigger fish to fry. Clown, man. He's a clown.
Hey,
so this is the only thing that he's done that I agree with.
Hey, during COVID, right? He was doing his thing. Remember, he could have shut us down.
What was he doing? He opened up everything so COVID can spread? That's what he did.
No. You got to understand, Florida and Texas, those two states, they pretty much stay open. That allowed the economy to keep going.
But what happened during the time?
Huh?
What happened during that time? Well, Florida, Texas, and Atlanta was the only ones that was wide open. And what happened? The money increased, but what happened? The numbers of COVID rose.
COVID was fake, man. Nobody was dying from COVID for real. Like, nobody was dying Like, dude, I don't know nobody that was really healthy that died during COVID.
I know a few people that actually died. And so...
I know people that lost their parents, bro. They people died.
You know what I'm saying? Was they healthy people? Nothing wrong with them. It just died from COVID.
Yeah. They got sick and died from COVID,
Some of them were, some of them wasn't.
Yeah,
it just came and got them. You know what I'm saying? Some of them were older, but I know somebody that lost their brother, and he was in good shape.
Yeah, like, so a lot of people that was in perfect shape that got taken out.
Yeah, it was real. So to me, he showed okay. The economy is more important than people's health, people well being. Like he's a sucker.
But I had a major issue with him when he signed the law to remove
Black History
from curriculum in schools.
That's not racist.
It's like It's like the country tries to.
Yo, what?
Like, what are we talking about?
Where I'm from, they never teach us Black history anyway. Because that's to me, like this whole Black history thing. I grew up in Polk County. My school never teach no Black history. So when people keep saying he removed Black history, I'm like, what Black history? Because they never taught me that shit anyway. I had to learn what that from out.
Is that? I mean, we should do that anyway. Like our parents and kids on it. Really, parents should like teach their kids more, especially about Black history. Polk County, is that a predominantly white area? I don't know where that's at.
Hell no.
I don't know.
No, school don't really teach Black history anyway.
Where's Polk County?
That's between Orlando and Tampa.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's okay.
Central Florida.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay,
I
mean, my bad. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, the whole thing with him removing Black history, to me, that's just crazy because the school wasn't teaching Black history in the first place. They were teaching you about slavery and all that bullshit. No, like they wasn't teaching Black history from the get-go. So I don't know
they want to take that out.
But I'm saying like
they want to take that a little bit like that out.
But things like that don't really affect us because they wasn't really teaching it in the school anyway. They was teaching you about slavery and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Who cares
about it? It won't affect us because we know about it, but it affect the kids. If you don't have that in school, kids are not going to know what happened.
Yeah, listen. Like, we've been learning about slavery so long. So, I mean, all our life, what that shit did for us.
You still need it. In order for you... To move forward, you got to know your history to make sure it don't repeat itself. These kids need to know. That's the problem. They're trying to take it away like it never existed. That's what they're trying to do, and they're doing it.
I understand. So I understand both sides because these kids today don't care about none of that. Because like I said, the party I just filmed, they had a Chris Brown song and Black and White was in there. Nigga, and them kids ain't care. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different, nowadays. But I get what you're saying. They're trying to make it seem like slavery never existed on that thing. But I'm like, how much are you going to tell us about it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, cool. We know it. I'm with you. I'm like, all right, I know. All right, cool. So give me something else. It's just like when you tell kids to do a Black history report on a famous Black person, they do the same five people.
Yeah, it's gonna be Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Malcolm. Yeah. Maybe the same.
Maybe what's it? Carver. George Washington Carver.
Maybe Jack Robinson. It's gonna be the same people, but they have to know it. But I agree, do more than five people. You cannot just totally take it away because the kid's not gonna know it happened and it happened. They gotta know it. I'm not saying like how they were doing in Hollywood. Every year, make a slave movie. We don't need to do that. But these kids need to know. They got to know that not long ago, these white people was against us. They got to know that.
Listen, the type of Black history they've been teaching in school, all that shit do to you is make you have low self-esteem, like make you feel like you was always a slave. You know what I'm saying? Like that, they never was teaching us the uplifting Black history in the first place.
But let me ask you a question.
It's up to the parents.
Hold on, I got a question. School don't really teach you nothing but to get out of school anyway. You know what I'm saying? So the extra stuff that you get, like I sat up in school for IT and didn't learn nothing until I went home and started looking for those answers anyway. School just introduced you to it. So it's not like you say, it's up to the parents to when you come home. Hey, what did y'all learn in school today? Oh, we talked about slavery. What about slavery? Oh, we talked that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, did you know this, 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 and this? Instead of just letting it be because, you know, school, like I said, ain't there one of us on here using integer since we got out of school. Ain't there one of us did a mixed fraction, improper fraction since we got out of school. It's just a part of the curriculum just so you can be introduced to it. So I don't feel that slavery kept me in a negative spirit or this, that, and the other. It made me aware. All right, cool. Like he just said, you can't trust these white folks. I don't, you know, it is what it is. Some you can, some you can't. It is what it is. But me learning about slavery and didn't bother me. But however, to go to another point, as a creative, as a filmmaker, as a writer, I understand how people say you tired of certain things, but that's your spin on whatever you feel at that time. That's taking the creativity away from that person at that time because they want to tell that story. They want to tell their version of what happened with the Harriet Tubman because somebody else did it. Everybody has their version of what how they want to tell the story. So when you see somebody make a quote-unquote slave movie or a gangster movie, or it's just their interpretation of it at that time.
I understand that, but all that is that they only see us being slaves and criminals. So they allow those kind of movies. Yes, they allow those kind of movies to go on Hollywood. That's what that is. That's what that is.
I'm just saying, if I'm telling my version of a story don't matter if I want to tell it?
Why do we need 10 slave movies to come out in 1 year? Why?
If I'm telling my story, why do we have so many different things?
No matter whose story is, why do we need 10 slave movies a year? We don't need, I don't care who telling the story. We do not need 10 slave movies. Have a slave movie, have a drama movie, have a comedy. We should be able to do the same thing white people do. We don't need the same kind of movies. I don't care who tell. I don't care if Jesus so tells me. We don't need
12 do we have 2,500 different podcasts? Everybody tells their different story. Everybody, you can't tell me that right now. If you search YouTube, you won't find four other niggas in here talk about what K. Michelle said today. But that's just their version of how they felt about it.
Podcast is different from Hollywood.
I'm confused. It's just about somebody, their version of what's going on, no?
A podcast is different from Hollywood. Hollywood has been around. Podcast has been around, maybe 12 to 15 years?
But the concept is not the same thing, bro. I'm confused. It's not the same thing? A podcast?
I don't want to get lost and down a rabbit hole, but yeah. So, we'll see what happens with the census and this ban. I think it's a good idea. And hopefully it'll keep kids safe and we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens with that. Let me see what else we got here, man. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, let's get this one here. What's a song? Name a song that immediately pisses you off. Anybody?
Rich Baby Daddy.
How that one go? Rich Baby Daddy. Who sing that song?
Yeah, who sing? That's Sexy Red. That's Drake, Sexy Red, and SZA.
And that's the one that been that one. Okay. Yeah, I feel you on that one. I feel you. Mega, what you got? What song pisses you off?
Anything NBA Young Boy. Uh-huh. Anything Cardi B made. They all piss me off. Cardi B and Boy.
Cardi B NBA Young Boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything. Okay.
I just don't like that that Cardi B is in so many conversations as lyrics is this and lyrics is that when she don't write her lyrics.
Yeah, I never even heard her be in the lyricist.
That's asinine as fuck to me. Like,
yeah, I never heard.
Can I ask a question?
No. Go ahead, man.
Why is it a big topic about somebody's writing somebody's lyrics when the famous line Ice Cube writes the lines that I say? Eazy-E wrote all Ice Cube stuff. I mean, Ice Cube wrote all Eazy-E stuff, and we bump Eazy-E like it's
Ice Cube, he's
the only one that got away with that, and they never questioned it because you knew
Ice Cube and DOC wrote Eazy always admitted it. It wasn't like he was like up here he was a hot nigga on wax. Like
we knew he was a rapper.
But we know a lot of people write a lot of people lyrics. Like we heard Ross say he write people stuff. We heard I don't understand. What's different? I don't understand.
Okay. Let me give you an example. Okay, Eazy-E again. We knew that Eazy-E wasn't a rapper. He was a gangster. He was the guy that funded the money. Ross wrote Trina lyrics. And whoever else. No one looked at Trina as being a lyricist. We know this. Same thing with Cardi B. Other people write Cardi B stuff. This is how it always was in hip-hop. You had to
be true to her. Are you looking at her as a lyricist, though?
Who? Cardi B?
Cardi B. Yeah.
No. But we look at Drake as lyricist. So when we find out somebody's writing Drake lyrics, he's automatically taken away from being a lyricist. Kanye, too. Saha the Prince and Consequence writes his lyrics. So he cannot be considered as the best, one of the best lyricists. He can't.
But when he was, when he did that song, what's that song? We Are the One, you told me about, the damn champion song. Didn't he write that?
I don't know. I know that Ryan Fest wrote Jesus Walks.
But let me ask you a question. As somebody's trying to get on, and
so or y'all singing?
Say that again.
Huh? You good, I didn't hear you, bro.
If this is my signal, y'all signal, because
we can see you and hear you good.
Huh?
We can see you and hear you.
Yeah, no, y'all kind of cutting out. Like y'all vocals is cutting out.
Nah, we can hear you. We can hear you. That might be you, okay. Bro. We can hear you. Go ahead, man. We getting off topic, but go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Is he froze too?
See, Squatch froze right now. Yeah, bro.
We back.
There you go.
What you was asking?
No, I'm just saying as you know, I'm trying to figure out somebody that knows writers who write music, like people pay them to, that's a job. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody come and pay you to write their lyrics. Are you not, does that disqualify that person as a rapper?
As a top lyricist? Yes, it does. That's how it always been. This ain't something new.
You know what Chris Brown said?
That's hip hop. We'd never change that. And that's how it's been. That's how it's going to be. Can't change.
So who set those rules though?
Hip hop did.
Society.
Hip hop. Not me. Hip hop. Society. Hip. Nope.
The hip hop society.
See, you come these crazy questions. You can't change it. It's hip hop. You can't change
it. It's hip hop. The society of hip hop.
Hip hop. If you don't write your lyrics, you are not considered a lyricist. That's just what it is. You can't change it.
From the hip hop society created that. Who made that rule?
We can do word salad. We can say hip hop society. We can say the hip hop nation. We can say hip hop. We can say rap. You're not a lyricist if somebody writes your raps. Plain and simple.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody wrote one song, that disqualify you your whole body of work.
Well,
have you ever heard Smith Life of Rock?
Cardi B's situation, she don't write anything.
Right, but we don't consider her a lyricist.
Right, she's a dancer. She's the dance. So we
know. What does that got to do with her?
She's not a rapper.
Do y'all?
What are we doing here? Huh?
She's not a rapper.
No, she's not a lyricist.
Nobody said she was a lyricist.
No, but I'm saying, do y'all consider Drake a lyricist?
I don't either. No, he don't.
So we agree.
Wait. I think Mega is saying, like, do y'all consider his lyrics like lyrical? Is that what you're saying, Mega?
Yeah, like I'm saying, like Drake, if we having a lyricist come, like somebody that, like a Nas, Drake and Nas on the same, you know what I'm saying? Because he don't.
No,
he
don't write but these kids probably will think that because that's their Jay-Z, so they probably will say that. But
Hold on, Rel. I think what Mega is saying is when you listen to Drake's music, no matter who wrote it, is it lyrical?
No.
Yeah, it's lyrical. It's not lyrical. Drake got some joints, B. Drake got some joints.
So I see what you're saying. So if you find a song and he got bars in it, regardless of who wrote, that person who wrote it got bars, is what you're
saying.
Right. Yeah, that person wrote it. Even though he did a great job.
He's still disqualified from top whatever lyricist.
Top tier. He's not up there with Eminem. He's not up there with Rakim. He's not up there with Jay-Z. He's not up there with KRS. He's not up there.
That's all we got to find somebody else because you hate Drake. Give me somebody else.
You got nothing to do? Am I saying something crazy, y'all?
But I get it, though.
You know what, Earl? The difference between Drake and Cardi is Drake actually writes. He still writes music. That's why I was saying with what Chris Brown said. Chris Brown, and because I've been in R&B writing sessions, like with R&B, it's always pretty much a conglomerate of different, you know, minds that, coming together to write a song.
We gotta start right there. I hate when people R&B standards, not the same thing for hip hop. We gotta stop that.
That's Chris Brown's point. What he said was, he'll have a writing session with different writers for R&B songs, but when it comes to anything he spit in the hip hop genre, he said that's all him.
Why is that?
Because you can't take credit for something you didn't write when it comes to hip hop.
But hold on, as a writer who writes films, like he just said, there is a group of people that put in on whatchamacallit. Like he just said, it's the truth.
It's not the same. It's not the same, y'all. It's not the same.
Tell me what changes so we can get a better understanding.
That's what I'm telling you. Hip hop standards is not the same as R&B and film. To be a top tier lyricist, you had to write your own lyrics. It's been like that for 50 plus years. Hollywood is not the same. We understand that one person, even though Tyler Perry tried to do it, one person in Hollywood cannot do everything by themselves. R&B, same thing. One person cannot do everything by themselves. A rapper can rap everything by himself. He could probably get a help from the producer to get a hook. That's about it. Pharrell is not helping Jay-Z do no his lyrics. He'll do the hook because his beats come with a hook on every song with any artist that he works with. There is a difference. That's always been the rule.
Oh, side note. Shout out to Skateboard P. That man dropped the album.
He did?
It's on an independent site that you can download for free. I'm trying to get the website from my boy right now. I gotta get that.
Because his first album to me is a classic. I love that first album.
Bro, the production is amazing, bro.
I gotta hear it. But I never got a chance to answer the question. A song that I hear that pisses me off when I hear it. I got a couple of them. Smiles and South Star. It was a song back in the day. I think they're from your home. I think they're from Orlando. I hated that song.
Man, that's so fire, man.
I hated that song. That's that 2000s crap. I hated Smiles and South Star. They're probably working on PRC right now on the fifth floor. I hated that song. Smiles and South Star.
PRC, Rome. Hey. I worked at PRC, bro.
I did too. I'm a PRC alum. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Early 2000s PRC was lit.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that on camera, but hey. Yeah, Smiles and Style Star, Rome. I hate it every time. Crazy. Rome. Check this out, Rome.
Come on.
Check this out, Rome. Rome.
Shut up.
Rome got to go.
That song was fire.
I hated that song. And that other one. No. Don't play. You're on YouTube. Don't play it.
Fire song, yo.
And that, whoa. I like that. No. I hated them songs. Smiles and Star is number one on my list. I hated that. It sounded like a commercial.
They're gonna start asking you to play the same songs at them parties you be DJing, bro. You're gonna be hot. You're gonna be tight, nigga.
But yo, I ain't got it.
That's not that That's not an acceptable answer anymore.
Hey, ain't nobody asked me for no, hey, as long as I've been DJing, nobody asked me for no smiles in South Door.
They're gonna ask you now. And they paying you? And they paying you. You're gonna be tight, nigga.
I ain't gonna play it, but. Huh?
They used to play it in the club all the time too.
Yeah, that was a joint early 2000s. I hated that song though. But people out there listening, watch, leave your comments, man. Name a song that when you hear, immediately it pisses you off, man. Y'all let me know. Yeah, that's, oh man, I like that. I like that. Oh. Yeah. But yo, we're gonna get right to it, man. To the main thing right here. I said, I don't know if I should even play the video, man. This pissed me off, man. We didn't get to talk about the Kendrick song. We ain't got to. You know what I'm saying? We know the Kendrick song did. It shocked the world. But what do you guys think about J. Cole's apology?
That Kendrick verse was
garbage.
When it comes to diss records.
You said what?
Right. It was a jab. What did he say? It was a jab. It wasn't no real, you know what I'm saying? What did he really say that's gonna make you be like, oh, you gotta respond or whatever.
Nah, you had to respond to that. And from what I'm hearing, Drake got something coming real soon. Not that I care, but Drake has something coming up soon. But you got to respond to that.
I'm a Kendrick fan, but I'm a bigger J. Cole fan, and I know for a fact if Cole really wanted to body that boy, he could.
I don't think he could have body him.
Cole can body Kendrick. The thing is,
why didn't he?
And I feel like the reason why he did the apology was because he knew it didn't come from a genuine place. If you don't have no issues with nobody. If I'm a beef with somebody on wax, I'm a want to beef with somebody I got a problem with. You know what I'm saying? I want to have some real ammo. And if you think about it, Kendrick didn't really have no ammo because ain't no real beef between him and Kendrick. Ain't no real beef between Cole and Kendrick.
It's no real beef. They're cool with each other, but you got to listen to First Shooter. There was a lot of subs in that song.
But do you have ammo to come back to say, I'm finna put out a diss track and it's finna be up there.
Who, if you're Kendrick, or if you're Cole?
If you're Kendrick.
Because you guys were subbing me on First Shooter. So yeah, I got enough ammo. Hell yeah. And it was a light jab, but
I said ammo. Like, do you have enough information that you can put out on a track that's gonna be like, have people thinking? This track didn't really, motherfuck the big three, nigga. It's just Big Me. Okay.
Garbage.
Listen to high end diss tracks like The Bridge Is Over, No Vaseline.
It's hit them up like that. Of course. No, it's so, a jab. What was Drake's first song before he made Back to Back? This is what this is. The song he made before Back to Back. It was a jab at Meek and them. And then he made Back to Back. That's all it was. But he got at him.
I just feel like it was weak.
Yeah, it's a jab. I'm definitely not saying it's up there with Ether and Takeover and Hit Him Up and No Vaseline. Hell no. It's a jab. Let me jab this first. You come out with something, I got stuff ready. It's a jab. That's all it is. Yeah, that's all it is.
Can you tell us a line that caught your attention from it?
The big three line, for all my dogs, the Pet Cemetery line. It was a couple of lines. It's a jab. The beat, the Eazy-E sample, he was getting at him. Y'all niggas teaming up.
I was confused about the Pet Cemetery line. I'm not going to front. What did that mean? Because I was lost.
He said, "All for all dogs." That was Drake's album.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now that makes sense, because I was thoroughly confused for 3 weeks while the song was out, and I was just like, all right.
Megan's song was harder than that shit.
This is my take. I'm gonna talk about Cole. Okay,
I will say I don't think you should apologize.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't like that either. Like, if it's not in your spirit, I understand. But this is hip hop. This ain't R&B. This is a competitive sport. Hip hop is from the streets. It's competitive. If somebody jab you, jab back. Ain't nobody dying. These niggas ain't drill rappers. Y'all not killing each other. You know what I'm saying? Now you said.
Let me ask
you. Hold on. Let me finish. You've been saying for years that you that guy, and nobody can't mess with you. You've been saying this for years. For years. This is hip hop. You had your opportunity to say something if not the top dog, one of the top dogs who are part of the big three, and you apologize.
But can I ask a question? Didn't Don just say if you ain't feeling it? He wasn't feeling it, though. My thing is, I would rather you not do it than
don't do it.
I agree. I would rather you do that.
Don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? But you can tell he was pressured, dog. Everybody was pressuring the man. You got to do something. Because at first I heard he say he wasn't going to respond. And then he turned around and was like, well, everybody, dog, that's a lot of pressure for everybody. Like, you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to do something.
You ain't got to do it.
But then again, that goes, because look how long it took. Did Biggie ever come out with something for Hit Him Up? Puff wouldn't let him.
Yeah, he just did. He did subs,
right? Because you don't have to do it.
No,
you get pressured into it, and you choose to do it. You know what I'm saying? Even though hip hop is a competitive sport, it's a lot of people that throw subs and stuff, and people just ignore it. You don't have to do it
because they ain't one of them. If you've been asking for this, which he's been asking for. And then the opportunity come, and then you don't do anything.
But you don't have to.
But you know what though? In my opinion, and I'm not being biased, 7 Minute Drill was a better diss track. If we talking about dissing,
hell no.
Yeah, it was
bigging him up the whole song. You could tell he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. You could tell he didn't want to do it.
Bro, it was a better diss track, bro. I'm telling you.
It wasn't, bro. The stuff that he was saying wasn't even true. He didn't even believe it. He even said it. It wasn't even true what he was saying. I say one of the good things that he said was, what did he say? He said the only reason why we're talking about you because you want a beef, because it is beef or something like that. Then he said to Pimp a Butterfly was slept on or whatever. That's the consensus that his second album was like, it was all right. But that was weak. He was bigging him up the entire record. And it was the last record. They threw that record on it. His team didn't even know he was doing that record. Nah, man. I agree with you, Bigfoot. If he didn't want to do it, it wasn't right for his soul, he should have never did it. But you did it. It was weak. And then you apologize in your hometown.
Nah, but I see it though, because a lot of times, how many times we all done did something we like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. But it's too late. We done put that thing out there right now. So I just think that it's crazy that people say he ain't a top five rapper no more because he apologized. Like,
I disagree with that. But what I would say is that he ain't one of them as far as battling. He can't do that. It's not in him. You ain't one of them as far as competing, going back and forth. That's not you. So we got to push you over there. You still a top tier. You still up there. You still part of the modern day big three. But as far as battling, competing against other rappers, that ain't you. You apologizing. Imagine Nas coming out with Ethan and he apologized. I'd have been pissed at Nas.
I agree. I don't like the apology.
I hated it. Come on, man. That nigga came at you, bro.
Oh yeah, side note. I don't want to hear no Megan Thee Stallion songs. Proceed. Not not another motherfucking word.
She was harder than J. Cole, though. I ain't gonna lie.
She probably was. She was actually some of the one against Nikki.
Yeah,
she was better than, yeah, I'm telling you, that J. Cole, it was
girls, right. Girls, women are catty, bro. Women are catty, so
yeah. But yeah, but if you
J. Cole responds to catty.
Supposed to be catty.
I don't want to hear another motherfucking word from damn.
Hey,
that lying piece.
Hey, but it seems like the women is way harder than the men nowadays, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't like the female rappers being aggressive. But yeah, that Megan Thee Stallion record was harder than J. Cole record.
Yeah, J. Cole was raised by his mom.
And she white.
Yeah, J. Cole's conscience got the best of him. And he apologized. I don't agree with that.
Bro, he did better against when he made that track against Wale and Kanye. He and Wale is homeboy. Remember that song he did against Wale and Kanye? When he took that Joey Badass beat?
Oh, yeah.
Man, he went... He got out of him, and that's his homeboy. And Wale came right back on Groundhog Day and said, "Hey, I'll see you at the game, bro." That's how you do it. But you don't apologize. Not in my soul. I feel such a lame. Come on, man. You ain't ready to battle Jermaine. That's all good. You still a top tier rapper. I ain't gonna take that from you. But I just didn't like to see you apologize, man. That's all, man. Yeah, man. So, y'all had anything else to add to this, Mel?
Yeah, put Megan Thee Stallion in jail. Lock her ass up, bro.
Hey. I can't hear you, bro. What'd you say? You on mute, man. You on mute. You still on mute.
The button was damn stuck.
Oh
no, I was looking at a shirt. I'm talking to wifey about getting this shirt, and then I was trying to hit the mute button, but it was stuck.
Oh, okay.
Hey, her ex boyfriend, right, what's up? Megan Thee Stallion, ex boyfriend. Yeah, you heard the song?
Oh yeah.
What's his name? He kind of I don't know, man.
Yeah, Partisan.
Yeah.
Playboy somebody, yeah, somebody. He kind of went in on her.
His shit was hard.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, man. Y'all about to get up out of here. Again, thank you for joining us. Out there listening. Go ahead. You want to say something, bro? Like you want to say something, man? No?
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
A shout out to all the real battle rappers out there. Ether, the bridge is over. No Vaseline. The bitch in you. Zach the Ripper. The Ripper's back. Second round knockout. I don't even like this dude, but I gotta give it to him. Hit him up.
That was the hardest thing ever. Yo.
Pain in the ass. What'd he say?
Hit him up. Hey, that was the hardest thing ever.
I mean, I kind of agree. I kind of one of them. Real battle raps, man. None of them niggas apologize. I ain't seen none of them niggas apologize. None of them. But the real cast, man. And we out of here, man.